This episode, forecasting job success, evaluating a project before getting started. Well, both John and I have worked on some jobs, right, that we have anticipated might be troublesome. We thought we should do a show on how to, when you look at a job and about maybe possibly saying no, or what it takes, you know, what are some things about troublesome jobs, setting expectations both between you and the customer, anybody that works for you as well, how to set very clear expectations for a job. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition's entitled Forecasting Job Success, Evaluating a Project Before Getting Started. And to help me explain, here's my ever-forecasting friend, Mr. Johnny. Johnny, what has been going on this week?
I'm forecasting sunshine today.
Isn't that nice for once? I'm so ready for winter to be over.
Yeah, exactly.
Done with that stuff.
Exactly.
All right. Well, before we dive into this, folks, if you would please, would you like and subscribe to both our YouTube channel and or our podcast? Send us a review as well if you can. We'd really appreciate it. We're trying to get the word out. We hope you bring us some good information. With that, Johnny, let's dive into this one. Do you want to set the stage? You want me to set the stage? How do we go about it?
Well, I'll just start. And I know you got a story, and we're not trying to rehash kind of another show that we did not too long ago about this, but I think this is some recent events that kind of brought this back to the surface.
Yeah. I mean,
sometimes when you go into a job, and I'll just leave it here, is that, you know, it's your, or I'll start here, is that your gut can tell you that there could be a possibility of not a good outcome,
right?
Based upon a couple of things that we can talk about.
And I want to qualify that, and I'll tell my story in just a second, but the outcome in two different ways. One is the job outcome, meaning how good a job are you actually going to do? You know, what is the finished product going to look like? And also, what is the relationship with the customer going to look like? So there's two sides to that. And any employees, and that lends into my situation as well.
Yeah, so. And I'll add that you know, it's really the outcome that we as professionals expect to have as an outcome in terms of the fit and finish of the job as a professional, and if you're allowed to do that or not.
Correct.
And that is that in there lies a couple of stories of you know, being able to do your best and be able to walk away and say, hey, this is good, but when you walk away and say, not so much, what went wrong?
Right. And that's
so,
and that's
kind of
what
a postmortem on these.
Yeah, it's a postmortem. Do you want me to start with mine,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I'm just going to start this off that I was not contacted for this job, but I was brought in as an advisor on this job. This is working with a friend of mine, and we looked at this job. And to begin with, this was a house that had a whole house remodel done within a year, well, probably about less than a year ago. No, maybe 2 years. Doesn't matter. It wasn't very long ago, a couple of years. We come into this house, we were working for a property manager, which is begins automatically for me to bring me a red flag. This was a rental property. And I walk into the home, and I had seen the home before. I actually watched the guy do part of the renovation on this home because it's across the street from one of my rental homes that I was doing a studs out remodel at the same time. So I had looked at this house to actually purchase it, and honestly, it was a big, big, big project. It was not undoable, but it was a big, big project. And I thought it was really commendable that this guy was doing what I thought was doing a great studs out remodel. What I saw on the outside was a house that looked really, really nice. Looked nice. Then we walked in to do what was supposed to be, I just need a quick coat on a couple of drywall touch-ups and maybe a little bit of paint. So this is where it started. So we walk into the job, and the first thing that I see is that there is unpainted, unfinished, not, and when I say unfinished, I mean bare taped drywall in bathrooms and in walls in the home, meaning that the guy, when he did the remodel, never finished the job, and he had actually moved somebody into this home with the drywall being bare drywall in the bathrooms, in the closets, in many places around the home. So this was my first red flag. I'm like, why would you move somebody into a home when it's unfinished, and particularly into areas that are moist, like a bathroom? So that was the first thing. And we didn't even go too much.
So let me pause you there. Yep. So right there, you got the signal that goes up and says, who am I dealing with?
Who am I dealing with? And A, why am I dealing? You know, I'd started. Now, remember, this was not my contact, not my job. And I was working with this guy, and I had made a commitment that I would work with him, but it gets complicated. That's where we walk in. So we're looking at if I and I said this to the guy that I was working with, if I'm going to do this job, we have to fix all of these issues. And when I say issues, I'm talking about in one bathroom, the tile wall was a full inch and a half off the drywall. So we had to move the whole wall out an inch and a half to get it to line up with the tile. And when I'm talking about, this was like some of the, I don't know what this guy was thinking.
Yeah. So, you know, right now what I'm hearing is, you know, now, and this was 2 hours away from where you live, actually, right?
Well, I was staying down there, but yes.
So now what I'm hearing is either, you know, at this point, it sounds like it's either a cut and run, or, you know, cut bait and that's it, and be done with it, or you stay there and you kind of start to talk yourself into it.
Well, so I'll just finish the scenario just so you know. So what happened was I gave him my recommendations, and I said, look, I'm not interested in doing this job unless we do the whole job, okay, including paint, all right? I said, we're going to fix it right, want to do the paint. So he works up a quote, he gets all that stuff, he gives it to the guy. What I didn't know was that he had broken things out in an a la carte manner, okay? So he had drywall repair, and there was door repairs. There were a lot of repairs, honestly, and all little things that if they were done right the first time, it wouldn't have been an issue anyway. That's neither here nor there. But what I didn't know is that he had broken things out in this a la carte fashion. He calls me back and he says, we got the job. I said, great. All right, no problem. So I scheduled some time to go and stay down there and actually do the job. Well, come to find out, we weren't doing the whole job. We were doing the drywall work, and we were going to prime the drywall. I said, what do you mean? We're not painting? And he goes, no, we're not going to paint. He doesn't want to pay for the paint. And right then, I should have just walked. I should have said, nope, I'm out, right?
Yeah.
But I was trying to help my buddy out. It was too much job for one guy to do alone. I mean, he could have done it alone, but it had taken him a month. I mean, seriously, all the corners and the drywall, it needed to be finished. So we go into the job, you know, automatically I'm expecting it to be not so great. And lo and behold, it kind of wasn't. I mean, part of the reason I found out he didn't finish the corners and things in the closets is he didn't attach the drywall. He didn't put up nailers. So all the corners were hanging. And folks, when I say hanging, what I mean is that the drywall ends weren't affixed to anything. They were just, they moved.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, right? So that's time out. I'm out of here. I can't.
Well, we were already committed. I was already committed. My buddy was already committed at this point. So I'm like, all right. So, you know, so it just basically, long story short, took a lot longer than it should have. And the job was not a great finish. Honest to God, not a great finish. Because to finish it right, basically take it all down, start all over again. I mean, and that wasn't going to happen, because that was, you know, going to be 50 grand to do it right. Okay. And that wasn't happening. So, anyway, long story short, we get done. Of course, customer comes in, he starts inspecting. Well, he breaks out his freaking microscope and starts saying, well, there's a little ripple in this drywall corner.
Yeah.
And of course, what's he threatening? To not pay.
Right.
And I'm just.
Yeah. So here we, yeah. So we, yeah. So here we are at that point. Okay, and that's not folks, that's not the place you want to be.
It's not.
It is not the place you want to be. I know that everybody wants, you know, the job and so on and so forth, but, you know, we've talked about before, bad business is worse than no business. And it's, you know, at many times, and what he did at the beginning, what I hear is that typically what I refer to in business is cherry picking the your quote or your proposal.
Correct.
And I hate it when that happened, and I always try to include the whole thing. We're going to do it right, or we're not going to do it. You know, I'm not going to just do this piece. Then I'm going to jump over this because you don't want to pay for it, and I'm going to do this piece because logistically and logically these things have to happen this way
in order. Yep.
And so if somebody doesn't want to, you know, pay for the whole job to be done right, and you're that professional that likes to do things right, it's a mismatch.
What I hear
is a mismatch, you know.
It's a definite mismatch.
And then you're into a world of hurt on both sides, and that becomes a lose-lose. So he's not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy.
Yeah, and actually this was a lose-lose, three-way lose, yes. Because the property manager was representing a homeowner who was not a local person. So they did not see this home. All they saw were pictures, and they did not see the fact, and they did, I'm unsure what the homeowner actually knew, but I am a landlord, folks. I own homes. And if somebody said to me, we're only going to prime the bathroom, that's all we're going to do, I would say, no, you're going to put paint on it, because paint is a protectant.
Yeah.
So you're not cutting out the most important step. So the person that ultimately loses, in my opinion, was the homeowner who got an unfinished product.
So I'm sure that, you know, you guys were trying to sell the value of all this.
100%.
When you present the value, and people still are pushing back and they don't appreciate what the value is, then, you know, to me, I've got a couple stories like that that I just have to say I'm not the guy.
Yeah, this is one where I thought I was clear with my buddy that when I said if we weren't doing everything, we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And that was partially my bad. Then in turn, he got a little, and I understand, I don't blame him. He got a little testy with some of the work that I did, because I just did the best I could. And honest to God,
your hands are tied. That's the end of, you know, that's the end of it. And I live and learn, man. We're learning every, if you're not learning every day, then you're not doing. So, I mean, that's just the reality of things. So, I mean, I've walked into situations like that myself.
Yeah. It's really a question about being really clear on expectations, both for everyone involved, right? So if you have people working for you, set a clear expectation. You know, say, look, we need this to be this. And if the customer comes back, if it's me, I'm going to defend my man, right? And I think he did defend me. It's not that. I just think everybody got really frustrated. I know. Everybody got really frustrated. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a long story, but it just,
well,
you got to be clear. You have to be clear.
Right.
And if you have to walk away, walk away. This is one that, honestly, if it was just me, I probably wouldn't have done it, because I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. I mean, it's not worth having, you know, it's your reputation out there, right?
Correct.
So you've got to sleep with it. You know, I mean, you got to, you know, feel comfortable at the end of the whole job that it's done right. So
we did do that other show, John, called When You Touch It, You Own It.
And then there's that.
And then there, yeah. And this was one of the ones that I'm kind of like, I can't own this. Like I don't want to own this. I mean, I was like, I don't want to own this.
I'm going to go back to a show we did a long time ago was one of the shows about hiring a contractor.
Yep.
And I think part of that was expectation setting.
It is.
And that's on both sides of the table. And, you know, once that's done and you have regular meetings about it, then you can understand where each party's at. But it's, I think, the times when people are not informed of, or not informed, but appreciate the outcome, the expectation, or what somebody's trying to do, that things get sideways.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the, you know, hey, I don't see the contractor, but I only see his cigarette butts when I come home at night from, you know, that kind of thing. Or,
yep.
you know.
Or the mess he
made. I never hear from the guy. I don't, you know, and that's why we recommend setting up weekly meetings with contractors or whoever, you know, for these bigger projects. So, but back to the topic here at hand specifically is that, you know, you can run into these situations where you know, and I think we say this at the beginning, was forecasting your outcome, is that you kind of get that gut feel, that feeling in your gut's like, wait a minute, if this guy, if they're not willing to do this right, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And again, those are personal questions.
Yeah.
But you're going to own it, and your reputation is on the line, and that's, you can't value that per se, but you can to a degree, you know, if you can't,
right.
if your reputation is, if you have poor and things happen, and I understand that and I get it and so forth and so on. And folks, you're going to be the bearer of bad news, because we were the bearer of bad news for this guy. I mean, our initial quote was really a lot of money, and it was a lot of money because it was a lot of work. I mean, just for example, on this property, and this was one, this didn't work into my things, but he had a 16 foot by about 20 foot long shed that was a brand new shed, right? All new T111. And it's nice. Didn't have a door on it, and it was unpainted. And mm-hmm. what the property manager say? Wow, we're not touching that. And I'm like, you've got, I don't know, Johnny, what do you think? $10,000 to $15,000 worth. It was about the size of that one we worked on that mm-hmm. time. You know, mm-hmm. you got $10,000 to $15,000 in lumber there. Dude, put some paint on it. You know, like, really? I mean, I couldn't believe it. Put a door on it, make it usable.
Well,
the only thing living in it were squirrels, you know, because the door's wide open.
Yeah, ants and squirrels. This just goes to sometimes when I think it goes back to the, you know, that triangle of things that they oppose each other.
The pricing triangle.
That whole thing. You can't get good jobs for cheap and fast and so on and so forth. They just don't. None of it lines up, right? So you got the personality going on there that person doesn't want to pay, or he doesn't, or they don't appreciate it. So not to keep echoing myself here, but that's kind of what I see.
Yep.
And I've had I've had similar situations, and some of the personalities were either very, very picky, that I knew I was going to get a call back for literally nothing, basically.
John, that mirror was a quarter of an inch too high.
When I left, everything was perfect. Because I wasn't going to leave until everything, you know, that's a couple of different jobs. And then, you know, it's like they call me back and then, hey, I want you to do this again and not that again. Well, you signed off on it. You were happy. You were jumping up and down. How wonderful it was. I don't, you know, you just have to be careful, folks, of when you go into those kind of jobs. And we've had them all. And listen, I read a lot of the Facebook groups and things that we belong to on as handymen and things like that. And guys get into this situation a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
And it all comes back to either you're into a situation like Larry got himself into, or you get in a situation where you're outside your element.
Correct.
And then you're going to get sideways.
And I want to add one other thing too. Really try to read the person, right?
Yep.
If there's just something about the person that doesn't seem right, people, as we always like to, Stacey and I say this, my wife, we always say this is true. People show you who they are. Believe them. They will show you who they are. If you talk to them long enough, they will show you who they are and believe them.
So. And I think another piece of advice is when you go into a big job like this, you should have an extended conversation with the person. So that you understand their personality type. Right. Okay. Whether they're they're that kind of person, you know, that you can work with, or it's or they're completely abrasive to you. You know, or it's or they're you know
or
something's up. Don't you know? I don't put myself in that position. I just don't.
One of the other situations here was too. This is somewhat, I want to call it somewhat ignorance on the property manager's part, in that unless you really know what you're talking about, meaning if you've if you understand construction and construction processes and things like that, please don't try to second guess your contractor unless you really, really know what you're talking about and you've perhaps done the jobs or you really have watched many, many people. Because he was second guessing our decisions based on I don't know what. Honestly, he's a property manager that really, I don't know if he even understands like what drywall is. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like you have folks, if you're, this is for homeowners too. If you're a homeowner, right, do understand some of the components and understand some, I'm not saying you have to go get your PhD or you have to learn all about this kind of stuff, but just for example, please, if you have drywall in a moist area, please protect it, like paint it, do something to keep water off of it. You know, don't put it in the spray pattern of the shower.
So yeah, I've turned down a number of jobs and actually, as of late, I've turned down a number of jobs, just due to, one was that it wasn't out of my element, but it was beyond the scope of what I wanted to do. And I knew I could get myself into a real round and round, on this thing and spend a lot of time. And then it wouldn't have been profitable to me or, you know,
you don't walk away with a good feeling. That's what
you're saying. Yeah. And then the other one I recently was called, by it was a friend of a friend, it was somebody else, and I didn't get a good feeling after talking to him.
Right.
It was not going to be achievable.
Yeah so all right, John, anyways. We got anything else on this one?
no I mean kind of a serious bit of a show here, but I just wanted to you know, I think that the especially handyman, even, you know, the homeowners out there, you know, you gotta look at it on both sides. Everybody has to.
Right.
And so that everybody's excited at the outcome and everybody's friends when, you know, the value was there and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, all right, Johnny, with that, I think the spaceship has landed. Do you look at it or do you take it apart?
I'm not arguing with those guys.
All right, folks. Please take time to like and subscribe to our podcast and or our YouTube channel. We really appreciate it. We're trying to get the word out there. It helps get the word spread and all that good stuff. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, questions at handymanprosradioshow.com or handymanprosradioshow@gmail.com. Either way, you can send us a note. We will put you on the air if we get a chance. Trust me, we do. And with that, Johnny, take us home.
All right, folks. Have a safe week. Have a great one, and we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.